form of the week, rental income rent roll and comparative analysis projection, CAP, forms 352-1 and 353.
Why this matters. An agent uses a rent roll worksheet to disclose rental information when marketing or evaluating an income-producing property, and a comparative analysis projection, CAP worksheet, when projecting income and returns on an income-producing property.
Investigating a property's worth.
A buyer agent, on locating an income property for a buyer they represent, first obtains and reviews an annual property operating data sheet, APOD. The APOD is prepared and provided by a seller agent marketing a property for sale. So interested buyers and buyer agents can initially assess the property's suitability for their buyer. When the property and the operating data appears to meet the buyer's requirements, the agent requests more information about the property, eventually including a rent roll spreadsheet, occupancy history on each unit, information on maintenance and repair services, information on security arrangements and criminal activity, covenants, conditions and restrictions, CC&Rs, exclusions to the title insurance policy, a comparison between income and operating costs of the property and other properties, any other material facts about the property's condition or location, which may affect its value, and an interview with a property manager.
Each agent's duty regarding information.
The buyer agent knows the seller agent owes a duty to prospective buyers and their agents to inform them of all property facts, known or readily available to them, which may adversely impact the property's market value. As a necessary practice, the seller agent anticipates potential buyer inquiries and gathers all fundamental property information in a marketing package before posting the property for sale. When the seller agent has yet to gather facts known or available to them in a marketing package when a request for information is made, they are likely to insist property disclosures are unnecessary before a prospective buyer submits an offer. However, price negotiations do not commence until the seller agent has disclosed all readily available property data and material information by delivery of property disclosure forms. Without property information, a buyer has insufficient knowledge for a prudent evaluation of a property until the seller agent's obligation to hand it over takes place. It is too late for disclosure of defects after the seller agrees to sell to the buyer. The buyer agent hired to locate income property advises the prospective buyer that the seller or the seller agent might insist the buyer enter into a confidentiality agreement before releasing proprietary information about their operations. Thus, the buyer is compelled to identify themselves to the seller and promise not to release the information received to others. Otherwise, the seller will not release information on the tenants, their leases, and property operations, information the buyer needs to determine the property's worth and set the price and terms before making an offer. When the information is received, reviewed, and confirmed, it may warrant further investigation into the suitability of the property for acquisition. Either before submitting an offer or after opening escrow, the buyer agent and buyer personally inspect the premises and any vacant units. Further, a thorough discussion into operations needs to take place with those who manage the property. After receiving initial disclosures and conducting a minimal initial investigation, the buyer agent prepares a purchase agreement when the property disclosures indicate the property is suitable to the buyer for acquisition. On submission of a purchase agreement offer, the price and conditions to be met for closing are fully negotiated. One critical condition is the buyer's completion of a due diligence investigation to confirm expectations drawn from prior disclosures and initial appearances of the property's conditions. Any counteroffer by the seller sorts out the seller's willingness to allow the buyer to corroborate the agreed price, is the property's value before closing. The bulk of a buyer agent's diligent investigation to confirm the property information delivered begins after the buyer sets the price they will pay for the property, as previously disclosed. The buyer submits an offer, and the seller accepts it, initially or on counteroffers. The confirmation of the veracity of initial property disclosures is conducted by the buyer agent during the escrow period. The buyer agent's diligent investigation either confirms the facts disclosed or discovers material facts not disclosed before the seller entered into the purchase agreement.
projections, or forecasts as opinions?
Nearly every transaction offers an agent the opportunity to provide opinions for their clients or the other principals involved, which include approximations, predictions, pro forma statements, anticipated expenditures, and contemplated charges. These opinions relate to income and/or expenditures, such as exist in forward APODs prepared for an income property, anticipated future rent schedules or rolls, comparative analysis projections, CAPs, analyzing rental incomes between similar properties, and any other like-type predictions of costs or charges. Opinions by their nature are not facts. The predicted amounts are yet to occur and might not. The amount forecasted becomes certain only by its occurrence in the future. The amount actually experienced may or may not equal the amount estimated. In contrast to opinions, figures entered in a document entitled estimate are proper only when based on amounts currently experienced, such as seller's net sheets, buyer's cost sheets, current rental income and operating expenses, a trailing APOD, and mortgage origination or assumption charges. Thus, estimates are fairly accurate in amount, not just guesswork. Words used in titles such as contemplated, pro forma, anticipated, or predicted indicate forecasts and something less than an estimate, since they are not based on current facts. They are an opinion about future activity. Thus, forecasts are opinions and provide far less reason for a buyer's reliance.
Using a rent roll?
A rent roll is an addendum which lists rental information for every occupied and vacant unit in an income property. The rent roll is used when marketing a property for sale, seeking mortgage financing, or evaluating an income-producing property. The rent roll is attached to other transaction documents, such as a purchase agreement, a seller representation agreement, an APOD, escrow instructions, a counteroffer, or another agreement involving the income property. The trailing rent roll allows a buyer, buyer agent, or lender to quickly analyze the property's income and tenancies. A seller agent's typical marketing package presented to prospective buyers for disclosure includes a forward rent roll of anticipated rental income, or trailing rent roll of current rental income data on receipt of a confidentiality agreement from the buyer. When in escrow, the buyer agent compares the rent roll with the leases and confirms the APOD reflects the property's current rental income. A mortgage lender reviews a rent roll to evaluate the property's rental income as sufficient to support mortgage payments for the amount of funds a buyer seeks to pay the balance of the purchase price after the down payment.
Using a comparative analysis projection, CAP.
A comparative analysis projection, CAP, is a financial analysis worksheet used to establish how an income property might perform after a buyer acquires it and how different mortgage terms affect the rate of return for the owner. A CAP is often used in conjunction with an APOD. However, unlike an APOD, which reports the property's trailing or forward income and expenses, the CAP projects a property's various types of future returns based on the buyer's anticipated management. The CAP starts with the property's trailing operating data, best obtained from a fact-based APOD and rent roll. Using these facts, the buyer or buyer agent make their best projections, such as rent increases to market rates, setting a future vacancy rate for the location, adjusting operating expenses, accounting for planned upgrades, and calculating the effect of new mortgage terms. From these forecast figures, the CAP calculates projected investment performance using measures such as gross operating income, net operating income, NOI, net equity, before-tax cash flow, return on equity, and capitalization, CAP, rate. A seller agent uses the CAP worksheet when marketing an income-producing property to investors. A buyer agent uses it when a buyer client needs to analyze different financing or operating scenarios for an otherwise suitable property, or to compare multiple investment properties.
Analyzing the rent roll.
An agent uses the rental income rent roll published by Realty Publications, Inc., RPI, when preparing a marketing package for an income property they offer for sale, or are conducting a due diligence investigation for a buyer client. The form discloses detailed rent roll information needed by any prospective buyer. The rental income rent roll includes the date and location the form is prepared, the document the rent roll is attached to as an addendum, the date the document was entered into, the participants of the original agreement, the real estate referred to in the document, how many pages are included in the rent roll, add extra pages of the rent roll when the property has more than 16 units, information for each rental unit, including unit number, tenant's last name, rent amount, monthly, date rent is due, rental term type, month to month or lease, date the lease expires, security deposit amount, any rental incentives, bonuses, or discounts, amount of delinquent rent, and the agent's name and date, the form is prepared, and the property owner's signature verifying the information is correct.
Analyzing the CAP.
An agent uses the comparative analysis projection, CAP, published by RPI, when representing a buyer or owner of income property. The form is designed for the agent to illustrate on a spreadsheet the effects of different mortgage amounts, tax benefits, and rate of return over years. Alternatively, used to make a more extensive comparison than a CMA between the subject property and other similar properties offered for sale. The comparative analysis projection, CAP, includes the date, name of agent who prepared the worksheet, client's name and property identification, the purpose for the worksheet, including property selection or comparison, ownership projection for years, debt leverage by a refinance, or equity performance review. Whether backup sheets are attached, including APOD, estimate of seller's net proceeds, estimate of buyer's acquisition costs, and other forms such as rent roll. Three columns containing the following information: name of the property analyzed, year analyzed, property's net equity, including the fair market value, FMV, minus mortgage amount, minus sales costs, and net equity deduced by subtracting mortgage amount and closing costs from the FMV. Annual spendable income / deficit, including gross operating income, operating expense, net operating income, NOI, mortgage payments, and spendable income / deficit, set by subtracting mortgage payments from the NOI, annual income to value amounts, including FMV, NOI, rate of return, cap rate, set by dividing the NOI by the FMV, annual reportable income / loss, including NOI, interest expense, depreciation, reportable income / loss, set by subtracting interest and depreciation from the NOI, client income tax aspects, including reportable income / loss, client's tax bracket, tax liability or loss deduction, figured by multiplying the reportable income / loss by the client's tax bracket, after-tax cash flow, set by subtracting tax liability from spendable income. Annual return on equity includes accounting for spendable income / deficit, mortgage principal reduction, income tax liability, annual FMV adjustment, an estimate of inflation and appreciation, dollar return on equity after taxes, and percent return on net equity.
For citations and RPI forms relevant to this article, please visit Form of the Week at journal.firsttuesday.us.